The code. The third secret. Give first, receive second. Winning the inner battle will give you tremendous inner strength. But you'll be much stronger and have more fun if you develop positive relationships with friends, family, and other people. The third secret will help you develop those relationships. You'll find three ingredients to achieving this secret. No thought of reward, see it their way, get in the game. No thought of reward. When we were kids, my brother Tewolde and I always looked forward to the weekend. Our father made us get up at 5 o'clock a.m. every weekday to exercise, so all we wanted to do Saturday morning was sleep late. But our father, whom we called Babe, would have none of that. At the crack of dawn, his voice would echo all around our house. Salamawi! Tewolde! Get the cleaning brushes, our father would order us. It's time to remove the leaves from the driveway. This wasn't just any driveway. The driveway that separated our house from our neighbors must have been 100 feet long. Raking it took hours. And if that weren't bad enough, we barely even used it. It really belonged to our neighbors. Tewolde and I would protest with every possible argument. Come on, Babe, it's early in the morning. It's cold outside. Our family uses only a small part of the driveway. No one expects us to rake the whole thing. Why can't our neighbors rake their own part? Our father's firm tone told us we had no choice. I know you are mad now, my children, but I am teaching you how to live well with your neighbors. You need to learn, starting now, how to give to others without thought of reward for yourself. For a long time, we thought our father was crazy. Who in their right mind woke up early on a Saturday morning to clear someone else's driveway for free? But as we grew older, my brother Tewolde took our father's words to heart. Tewolde continued to rake the neighbor's leaves and also gave much more. He supported a homeless man who had no one else to turn to, gave to his classmates through kind words and actions, and even sent hundreds of dollars a year to support a child in South America, without telling anyone. Years later, when Tewolde died, and again when my father passed away, I was stunned by the number of folks who came to honor their memories. The funeral home directors said they had never witnessed such turnouts, not even for community leaders. How was it that my brother and father, poor black immigrants in a wealthy white town, had meant something special to so many folks? It was because they had given so much without expecting anything in return. See, most of us walk around thinking, how can I make myself happy? What can I get? How can I get other people to hook me up? But what if we instead thought, what can I give to those around me? How can I contribute to my school, to my family, to my friends, to my neighbors? Wouldn't we mean something special to other people too? Wouldn't other people want to give back to us too? Just think about your own life. Whom do you value? The person who takes from you or the person who gives to you? If you give your school everything you have, hard work, a great attitude, respect for others, won't your teachers and counselors be more likely to appreciate you? If you give your friends love, kindness, and support, won't they be more likely to give it back to you? If you give your sports team effort, dedication, and a great attitude, won't your coaches be more likely to give you playing time? If you were the coach, wouldn't you want to give back to those who gave the most? I know I would. So if you want to mean something special to others, don't just focus on what you can get. Start by focusing on what you can give, without expecting any reward. Invisible gifts. When we think of gifts we can give, we often think of money, clothes, or cool electronic gadgets. But sometimes the greatest gifts are free. After I graduated from college, I worked part-time for a company called Shop Talk. At the same time, I was trying to start my inspirational speaking business. Speaking looked bleak. During the entire first year, only 7 people had hired me to speak, and they had paid me peanuts. I was ready to quit speaking and to work full-time at Shop Talk. Then my friend, Corey McQuaid, invited me to speak at his old high school in Swanton, Ohio. The speech I gave at Corey's school outshone any I had given before. 2 students liked it so much that they wrote about it in the local paper. After the presentation, on the car ride back to Illinois, I told Corey that I was going to quit speaking. He couldn't believe it. "Don't do it, Maui," he said. "You know what you really want. Have the courage to follow your dream. Don't quit speaking. Quit Shop Talk." Corey didn't give me money that day. He didn't give me a car or a new computer, but he gave me gifts that were much more important. Confidence and courage. I quit Shop Talk, focused on speaking, and now I speak to over 100,000 people each year. See, offering money is just one way to give. Regardless of your financial wealth, you can always contribute gifts from your heart. You can make yourself a spirit builder for the people in your life. You give what you have. Before you can give to others, though, your own heart has to be strong. Let's say you want to give kindness to the kid that everyone else picks on. If you're insecure in your own heart, will you help the unpopular kid? If you do, other people might pick on you, and that's a chance that no insecure person wants to take. If you're confident, though, you won't be concerned with what other people might say about you. Look back at Corey's example and imagine what might have happened if Corey had had a weak inner code. With fear and insecurity in his heart, would Corey have given me the encouragement I needed? No. Even if he were a nice guy, something would have stopped him. He might have resented my ability, or he might have been afraid that I would reject his idea. Fortunately, Corey had courage and confidence in his heart, so he could give that same courage and confidence to me. The proverb explains it well. A good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. If your heart is full of courage and confidence, you can give those gifts to others. But if your heart is full of fear and insecurity, then those will be your gifts. That's why, even when you're trying to help other people, it's still important to focus on your own heart first, and to make sure your inner code is strong. The friendship balance. Giving others confidence will help you develop great friendships, but sometimes you'll need to give confidence to yourself. Back in college, my friend Beth had it all. She was brilliant, a sweet girl, knew tons of jokes, and was friends with everyone. I felt lucky to know her. Since Beth was so cool, though, I often doubted whether she really wanted to be my friend. I kept thinking, man, this girl is too awesome to want to be friends with someone like me. So I'd always ask Beth how she was doing, and we'd talk for hours. But for most of those hours, we'd talk about her. Only when we were about to hang up would Beth ask about me. I realized that I had to do more than give kindness and encouragement to Beth. If I wanted a healthy friendship, I also had to give myself extra confidence. The confidence to share my life with her, and to insist that she show an interest in me. My experience with Beth taught me a valuable lesson. To have true friendships, you need to find the right balance. 1, give others consideration. Put listening, encouragement, and other positive qualities at the center of your inner code and give them to your friends. And 2, give yourself confidence. Share yourself with the other person and expect them to listen to you just as you're doing for them. If they don't do these things for you, give yourself the confidence either to ask them for more or to walk away from the friendship. Your turn. No thought of reward. 1, think about your 2 closest friends. How are you on the friendship balance? Think about how much consideration you give your friends and how much confidence you give yourself. If you're not in balance, What specific actions can you take to make the friendships better? Number 2. There are a million ways you can contribute to your community. For example, I know a middle school student who held a bake sale, raised $200, and gave the money to a refugee family. One high school student built his cross-country team's unity by organizing a team dinner once a week. A girl I knew got friends to help her clean up a neighborhood park. What about you? What are 2 things you could do to contribute to your community? Number 3. How about on an individual level? Can you give up your seat to someone on the bus? Or join someone who's sitting by themselves at lunch? Write down at least 1 way you can give to a classmate, teacher, or anyone you run into during the day.